If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
Bob, can you see into our studio?
I can a little bit.
Yes, there's hundreds of people in here, thousands of people in here. As we endeavor to, between now and 12 noon, raise as much money as we can for the Salvation Army. So let's warm up and get rolling for today's program, sponsored by the attic insulation experts at PermaSeal, because, baby, it's cold inside, says the folks at PermaSeal. And if it's not cold inside, it's going to be. That will happen. Here we go. This is the John Williams Show, and a slightly different version than the nonsense you're used to listening to at this time. We will do speed jokes in about 27 minutes. They never take a holiday. But this isn't taking time off. This is getting it done. We're trying to raise as much money as we can for the Salvation Army. David Hochberg is here. He co-hosts this segment with me every year. Good morning, Mr. H.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I think our goal is, what, 400 grand this year?
It's 200,000, and I think that's too much. We'll see what we can do. Major Caleb Sen is in our studio, too. Major, welcome to the show.
Great to be back with you, John.
You look great. You've got your whole staff here. You guys are, if anything, always organized, coordinated, ready to go into battle, aren't you?
Ready to meet the need, wherever it's at.
Well, that is why they call it the Salvation Army. You have a match for us to start the show today, don't you?
We are happy to announce the Duchossois Family Foundation match of $25,000.
Out of the gate.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Absolutely.
Okay, so if you donate $5 now, it's $10 up to $25,000.
That's correct. We're really excited. Always great to work with the Duchossois Family Foundation, and they are always great partners.
My colleague Sarah Tiemann is sitting next to you. Sarah, when I walked in this morning, I went to the virtual kettle, and I saw some names next to some donations. Some were $25, $25. Kathy Stoike gave $100. Larry Johnson gave $100. Julie Puro gave $125. Sandra Norton donated $500. So when I came in this, well, at by 9 a.m. this morning, we were at $10,883. What do we have right now?
$21,003.
Does that include the two winners?
It does.
So you want me to cover that real quick, Jenny?
Yeah.
Anybody that, any listener, the first six listeners.
Correct.
I should say. Let's slow that down. The first six listeners that donate over $2,500 receive two tickets to the Team Hochberg Suite for the Witch Hawk.
January 20th
hockey game in the Team Hochberg Suite. We have two winners already.
We do.
Joseph Menard, thank you for your wonderful donation. And Lorraine Rigg. So there's four more pair, Johnny.
The number to call if you want to make a donation right now, you can do it online. WGNradio.com is 844-361-8400. I'll say that again 1,000 times and more slowly now. 844-361-8400. You can call and make a donation. Major, your staff is standing by answering the phones, right?
They are standing by. They will be all morning. We look forward to hearing from you.
They'll be there until 1 o'clock this afternoon. They started picking them up at 9 o'clock when I visited with Bob Surratt. So nice people are there to answer your phone call right now, 844-361-8400. What's your best choice? What's your best hope, the use for the money that we'll try and raise today?
You know, the big three for Salvation Army is food, shelter, clothing. We also want to create safe spaces for at-risk youth. We want to create safe spaces for the elderly who need a good community. We want to help people with utility bills. We don't want any parents deciding, do I put food on the table or do I pay my heating bill? We want to help with all of it.
I've heard you guys say that. Do people really make those decisions? Is that real?
That is very real. In fact, as the cost of living goes up, need is revealed. We don't like to say that need is up. Need is revealed because people who are living sometimes suffering in silence, living paycheck to paycheck, as the cost of living goes up, that need is revealed. It's not just the people on the street we might think of. It's our neighbors. It's our friends. That need is very real.
That's something you talk about all the time on your Saturday show.
It's our listeners. It's amazing the amount of debt that the listeners have accumulated, especially over the past 2 years with the inflation. And they've said, have told me, we've had to go to the Salvation Army for services because they've run out of money.
If you make a donation right now, the Duchossois Foundation will match your donation. They've pledged $25,000. If we can raise $25,000. How are we doing over there, Sarah?
$21,003.
We're $21,003. All right, but we came in with 10 or so. So that $25,000 match is more than $21,000. That is, it'll go to 40 plus. So if you can make that call right now, the number is 844-361-8400, 844-361-8400. You can click online, go to WGNradio.com. There's a virtual kettle there. Oh, we didn't talk about the swag real quick. Sarah, if I make a donation, and you'll see this on our website, but I'll also mention it here. If you make a donation, why don't you walk us through that, Sarah? What do you get if you make a donation?
Yep. For $100 to $249, it's a reusable tote bag that comes in a carry pouch, so very handy to throw in a purse or anything else. From $250 to $499, it's the WGN Radio sweatshirt.
Very nice sweatshirt.
Very pretty blue, light blue sweatshirt.
Perfect for the winter, knocking around, maybe in the house, maybe you're going out. The WGN Radio sweatshirt for donations up to $499. If you go to $500.
It's your favorite. This is just for you. It's the WGN Radio pickleball set. So you get two paddles and the ball.
With great big blue and white, and it says WGN Radio 720 on there. Looks terrific.
And then
guaranteed to score points. Keep going.
$2,499 is the marmot vest in your choice of men's or ladies. And then for the first six to donate $2,500 or more, it's two tickets to the Team Hochberg Suite. And I think we've got four left at last count. And I do have a new total.
Okay.
So $46,653.
Wow. Did we give away any more tickets?
I'll double check that after the break.
Okay, Major, we're on to something here.
On a roll. Sounds great so far.
You know, I talked to somebody who made a donation, and she said, and we'll hear from her again later on today, what she likes is how efficiently the Salvation Army operates. She said that she wanted to give to a faith-based organization. You all are obviously that. It's a church. It's a religion, the Salvation Army, right?
Right.
But your service to God is through service to man. It's also a very, I don't know if ecumenical is the right word, but it's very much on the streets, dealing with everybody without judgment.
It's a holistic healing is how I like to approach it. We are not just helping with the physical needs, but the spiritual, emotional as well. You know, 83 cents on every dollar goes directly to help people.
83 cents on every dollar is turned into food, turned into shelter, turned into toys, clothes, gifts, whatever's needed.
Yeah, we want to be good stewards of how we're blessed by the people of Chicago.
Okay. Hawk, I got to ask you a question about that in a minute. The number to call is 844-361-8400. You can click online at WGNradio.com. Our goal is $200,000. No way we're going to get there, but let's see what we can do. If you call 844-361-8400, a representative from the Salvation Army will answer the phone. They'll say, Merry Christmas, hello, and how much would you like to donate? It might be $5. Might be more than that.
Can I give a quick graphic so people can understand the amount of people that the Salvation Army help every single year?
844-361-8400, Mr. Hochberg.
It's over 1 million people in the Chicagoland area.
Wow.
Okay, that's like filling the United Center over 50 times. Okay, full out, full capacity. And it's like filling Soldier Field more than 15 times. So when you start thinking of the quantity of people in the Chicagoland area, just think about that. If you've been to the UC and seen it filled up, it hasn't been filled up in a while because our team sucked.
Think about that. 15 sold-out Soldier Fields. In each one of them, the field goal gets blocked. Think about that.
Or it's a goalpost.
Are those numbers right?
Those numbers are correct. You know, and it's not just that help we want to extend. It is the hope we want to extend. If people can see the light at the end of the tunnel, that hope will produce sustainability.
Well, so often your representatives, Major Sen, is in our studio, Major Caleb Sen. It's not just a Band-Aid. You want to make people whole again. You don't want to see them in the shelter again.
Absolutely. The worst thing we can hear at this season was, I remember my parents coming down to help with toys or find help for our family with toys. We want to break that cycle of poverty. We want to break that cycle of need and really give hope that leads to sustainability.
The Salvation Army Area Commander Caleb Sen is here. How about the Duchessois family stepping up? $25,000 donation out of the gate.
Absolutely.
A nice match in this half hour. It's 1023, so we can turn their 25 into 50,000 if you call 844-361-8400. Sarah, I think the price point on the pickleball set is too high. $500 for a pickleball set, which you can get at Target for $29.99. But ours has the WGN branded logo on there, guaranteed to win more points than the other ones.
I think you're looking at it the wrong way.
Yeah?
It should be worth more because it has the WGN logo on there. That's worth at least $1,000. Yeah.
Well, then, what a deal. We're getting it to you for your donation of $500.
There's two paddles, so that's $2,000 worth of WGM swag promo.
It's $250 per paddle, if you will. Sarah, so what numbers do you have for us right now?
I'm showing $51,438.
There you go. Right. Okay,
so at that rate, if we do $50,000 every half hour, that would get us to the ridiculous goal of $200,000.
Yeah. There you go, John.
The number to call is 844-361-8400. Are people bidding on the or trying to get the pickleball set?
I definitely have seen a few people get the pickleball set. I also think someone we might know, Mr. Bob Evans from City Kids Camp, perhaps has given us a generous donation. So thank you, Bob. I'll thank Lorraine Schwartz, Joanne Sicker, Maria Rainey, Nancy Kurth. So every amount is helpful, no matter what you can give.
How important are the kettles? Because people are giving online or calling right now. I imagine, though, it's a nice sign, a reminder to give however you can.
It's an iconic symbol of the season. People love to see it, I think, and they'd like to hear those bells. And we were actually hearing some bells in the hallway earlier as our kettle is here. And you have it. There it is. Yeah, it's a symbol of the season. And we like to say make change happen. So when you put change in those kettles, change in someone's life occurs. And we love doing that each and every day. It's not a Christmas fundraiser. It's a 365-day-a-year fundraiser.
David, are you going to be in the suite when people give $2,500? Is there an option where you're not in the suite and people give
$2,600? $5,000. I will specifically not be in the suite.
Are you putting snacks and sodas in the suite?
I was there last night for the exciting 3-2 win over the Capitals, and we were upgrading to smash burgers, double cheeseburger smash burgers.
Wow.
Will be on the menu because I sampled them last night. And the mac and cheese will be there naturally on the dessert cart and beer. And
this is really fun. I've been in your suite. Yep. I was there the other night, and it's a nice view. You're not up too high. You're not at center ice, but you're just off center ice.
Yep.
You see it all, and you're in the suite with some other WGN listeners who've donated to the Salvation Army. If you give $2,500, wow, that's two people get to go into the suite.
And the best part is the lines to the bathrooms are very, very efficient and small, and it moves quick.
John, we've always given to the Salvation Army. Last year, my husband became sick at 52 and had to leave his career. Their food pantry has been a help every month navigating this new reality of ours. My goodness.
Yeah, I mean, that's the new reality for several people. We've had several people come through the door throughout the year and say, I used to give to the Salvation Army. I never thought I would be in need of their services, but I am so glad you're here.
How many of them are families?
Oh, almost all of them are family. I mean, we have some individuals we work with, especially as they become senior citizens and you know, rely on Social Security and things like that. But most of our work is with families.
Good morning, King John. My wife and I and our adult three children adopt a family through the Salvation Army and collectively spend $800 per family on gifts. Whatever is on the list, that's what we buy, and gift cards for the family to use on whatever they might need. We enjoy doing this and are hopeful that what we are doing is helping a family have a great holiday season.
Yeah, and they will never get credit for that. By that family, because those kids will never know where those gifts come from except for their parents. So it's just giving, knowing that there's nothing in return except that you're helping somebody else have a hand up in life.
Major Caleb Sen is in charge of the region, right? That what's your
Chicago Area Command
domain? So
that's
the
how far?
Seven counties.
So Cook, Lake, and DuPage.
Got it. Okay. And the money stays in the area generally?
Absolutely. When we raise money in your community, it stays in that community to help the families that are there.
Okay. So the phone number to call if you'd like to make a donation is 844-361-8400. We do this once a year. We're only going to do it for about 90 more minutes. I appreciate the warmth, joy, and energy you all bring to this, but I'm telling you, we aren't going to do it all day. There's a little urgency to this. If you're listening, oh, wait, you are, then this is your call to call. 844-361-8400. You can click on our kettle at WGNradio.com. This is John Williams. You're listening to WGN Radio, the show. Only a little different today, up until 12 noon, because as we do every year, just a little before Christmas, we try and raise some money for the Salvation Army. David Hochberg is in our studio as well. Our goal is $200,000. We'll update you on the total that we have right now. I think it's about to get just a little bit better because Mary Frances Trucco is on the line from Jewel Osco. She's the Director of Communications. Welcome back, Mary Frances. How are you?
I'm well, John. Thank you for having me. I always look forward to your radiothon.
Yeah, we do too. And it scares the heck out of me because we have a very ambitious goal here, Mary Frances.
Yes, yes. And Jewel's going to participate in that today.
By the way, you guys still, you have like almost 200 stores in Chicagoland, right?
We have 189 stores. We just opened up our 189th store in October in Diamond, Illinois, which
wow.
is about 45 minutes south of Joliet. Beautiful
and
store.
I see the Salvation Army bell in front of my Jewel Osco almost all the time, right?
During when we have them out there, yes, during the holiday season, absolutely.
You also do a coat drive with the Bears for the Salvation Army, don't you?
We absolutely do at all of our 189 stores.
And what's going on there? Just talk a little bit about Jewel's commitment to the community.
You know what? Listen, we are hyper-local company, obviously, been around since 1899, and most of our customers are local. So why wouldn't we give back to the community and partner with the community? There's so many wonderful organizations out there. The need is so great. So we do our best year-round to be out there in the community and work with our customers who we are so thankful for.
Major Caleb Sen is in our studio. You must really value the visibility, to say nothing of the money you get through Jewel Osco.
Anytime someone says Jewel Osco, my face lights up because they are such great partners. Mary Frances and I are in constant communication. She's a great partner. We just love Jewel Osco. We could not do it without them. And when I say do it, I mean meet the need that is so great in this city without Jewel Osco.
Mary Frances, you folks are going to make another donation to the Salvation Army. How much are you putting in our virtual kettle today?
We are putting in $40,000 from Jewel Osco.
All right.
Wow. $40,000. Well, that's a lot.
We are happy to do it. We love the Salvation Army.
I think everybody loves Jewel Osco, especially this time of year. Thank you to all of your stores, all of your colleagues, and thank you for being part of the Salvation Army, Mary Frances.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for all you do, Major. And, John, happy holidays to you, your families, and the WGN family. Thank
How
you.
About them yeah, apples? You betcha. How about that?
That's huge.
Sarah Tiemann's just strolling into the studio. I think when we went to break, we were at around $50,000. If you make a donation right now, here is the phone number to call. It is 844-361-8400, 844-361-8400. We'll add $40,000 from Jewel Osco under the bucket. I don't know if you've got that accounted for, Sarah, but what's the number that you're looking at?
What I'm seeing is $100,848.
Hey. Nice job.
And we're not even at 11 o'clock yet, John.
Now, does that include the Salvation Army donation of $40,000?
I will double check that.
That's something to double check, I would think. $100,000, our goal is $200,000.
You're halfway
there.
Yes,
it does show.
Excellent. Oh, that's okay. So, that boy.
So, yes.
Sometimes people pledge and then the money doesn't always come in.
As of 3 minutes ago, $40,000.
Ding, 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 ding,
still
ding.
Still have four sets of tickets? Or are we down some tickets?
Make a donation of $2,500 or more, and you get two tickets to a suite with the food and the beverage at a Blackhawks game January.
Don't forget the dessert cart.
And the dessert cart.
Oh, it looks like Lorraine Potts made a $4,162 donation,
Lorraine.
She might be number three in the suite. So I'll double-check my... my email's here, but I think we will have three open.
Okay.
Three more go.
If you've got $5 or $10, if you've got $100, you get the reusable WGN Radio tote with a pouch. It's very nice. All your needs will be taken care of now that it's 10 cents a bag. for a plastic bag at a grocery store in Chicago. That just went up, David.
I just carry all my stuff, John. I refuse to pay the city 10 cents for a bag.
That's why you need the
WGN Radio Tote.
Totally.
For $250, the sweatshirt, $500, gets you our branded pickleball set and a very nice marmot vest if you want to make a donation of $1,500 or more. Okay, the number to call if you can do any or more is 844-361-8400. This is WGN Radio, a little radio-thon for the Salvation Army with an ambitious goal of David Hochberg. We're going to try and raise how much money?
$400,000, John.
$200,000. And David has been a champion of this cause for the longest time. He sort of barged his way in the first year we did it, called all of his friends, said, hey, you've got to make a donation. And the lines lit up, the money came in. So David said, let's raise $200,000. And so far, we're doing pretty well.
Yeah, I put a shout-out to the experts on my show. So shout-out to Sarah Leonard, Mega Pros, Dave Schluter, Lindholm Roofing, Lindemann Chimney, Fireplace Heating and Cooling have all made donations. So thank you to all those companies for chipping in.
630 says, good luck on the goal, guys. David Hochberg will definitely make it happen. All the people that he reaches will make that goal happen. I have faith. I have confidence. Thank you very much, says our friends from City Kids Camp. That's nice to hear, too.
Very nice. No
Major
pressure.
Major Sen is in our studio. And who's that other gentleman at the end of the console there, Major?
This is Envoy Scott Harula, who leads our efforts in Joliet.
We have talked before. It's nice to see you again,
Good
Scott.
Good morning, John. Great to be back with you.
I'm so glad you are here. You still are at the Joliet Corps?
It's keeping us very busy out there. Things are hopping. We're getting ready for our big distribution on Saturday. We've got the kettles out at all of our Jewel and Walmart locations across Will County.
What's going to happen Saturday?
We got a distribution of holiday meal boxes, including a turkey and also toys and coats for our Angel Tree kids.
And those things all, it's like the Salvation Army, it's not a miracle that they have it. They need money to buy the turkeys and the stuff, right?
Yep. And so those pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters add up in a tremendous way and change lives and a wonderful Christmas season for
How many
everybody.
Folks do you think you'll end up serving on Saturday or giving boxes to?
Yes, well, over 500 families and then all the kids that are involved in that, plus a great group of seniors, plus some other agencies that we partner with. So it'll be in the thousands.
How much does it cost to fill up a box?
Our boxes this year, I think the full price is $28.
So
and we
for
can
20,
feed a family of five for $28.
Wow. There you go.
Wow.
That's it right
You
there.
May have $28,
right.
And here's the phone number to call. You can also go online, WGNradio.com. We've got a virtual kettle right there, 844-361-8400. Nice folks will answer the phone, take your credit card number, or you can do it online, WGNradio.com. Call 844-361-8400. In fact, Elisa is on the phone line right now. She's at the Salvation Army headquarters where they're taking the calls. Elisa, this is John. You're on WGN. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
What's going on there?
Oh, the phones are ringing. We're getting some amazing donations that are very impactful, that are coming with messages of hope and wanting to support the Salvation Army. So we're excited.
What are people telling you when they call?
You know, we recently got a $4,000 donation from a young listener who basically said that she is donating because she knows the Salvation Army does the most good and that she wants to be a part of that work and she wants to have an impact on the community. So as you can imagine, that warms our heart knowing that people really do care about the work that we do and they want to be right by us to make sure that we continue to do the most good.
And I imagine you're also getting donations of $10, $20, $30 as well, right?
Absolutely, and those are just as impactful. The fact that someone during this time of, you know, the holidays is willing to support our efforts even with $10, it's a blessing.
And that kind of gives me goosebumps. If you only have $10 to give and you give that, that's as generous as anything, isn't it?
It absolutely. That $10 goes a long way. It helps us feed our families. It helps us keep the lights on. $10, $5, anything helps so that we can continue to the work that we do here.
If 28 people gave $10, you could feed. I mean, it's right there. It's 10 families that you could take care of with boxes of food. and you know, box of five, right? A food for five. So it's really that simple.
Mr. Harula, I keep hearing doing the most good. Is that a buzzword or phrase you guys use?
It's a promise. It's a pledge that we make. It's not a claim to fame. It's not a boast. It's a promise that we will make that commitment to do the most good we can with the funds that are entrusted to us.
Yeah, I would not, Caleb, say that the Salvation Army, Major Caleb Sen, I would not say the Salvation Army is braggadocious.
No, we are more about stewardship than we are about proclaiming our own goods. We just want to be good servants of the Most High to help people have a warm place to sleep, food in their belly, and the way forward going from life to life.
Producer Pete just handed this to me. I just donated. Elisa, you'll be happy to hear this. The people on the phone are so nice. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, my God.
And I imagine they're kind of harried, too, because the phone rings and you got to pick it up, right?
Yes, yes. We are really busy over here and really excited, so definitely want to keep the calls coming.
All right, I'm going to hang up on you. You keep answering the phone. Tell everybody over there thank you. We're going to do this for about 50 more minutes, so let's raise as much money as we can, Elisa.
Let's do it. Thank you.
So the goal is $200,000. Hey, Sarah, why don't you mosey on up to the phone there? Remember that if you call 844-361-8400 or go online to WGNradio.com, you can make a donation. And if you give $100, you get the WGN tote. $250, the sweatshirt. $500, wow, that's a lot, I know. But you're going to get a pickleball set that features two paddles and guaranteed more points than ordinary paddles. And a $2,500 donation gets you a marmot vest with the WGN logo. What do you got?
$105,000.
Nice.
Actually, $105,188 is the official.
$105,000. So right at about halfway to our goal, just now halfway through our little radio effort here for the Salvation Army. If you can make that donation, can you write this number down? Have you called 844-361-8400? Envoy Harula, what else do you want our listeners to know out there in Joliet and Will County?
I was hoping to have with me my friend Novel Woods to help tell his story here. He's laid up with that virus that's going around, but a big shout out. He's listening to WGN today in Joliet. So hello, Novel. He came to us as a court-ordered community service worker as he was doing the program with the drug court, and he finished all his hours and found his relationship with Christ as he was with us in Joliet, and his life was transformed 180 degrees, and he stayed with us now for 7 years. And this year, this summer in Joliet, he was the Salvation Army Man of the Year with the Joliet Foundation.
All right.
And we're really grateful for Novel, and we bless him.
It's nice that you acknowledge that, and it's funny how many people say, I went to the Salvation Army. Not only did they get me off drugs or alcohol or give me a meal when I needed it, it changes their lives. Even if they don't become regular Salvation Army members, it's a pivot point in their life, isn't it?
It is. If I could give another shout out to Christy in Lockport, they sent me out to pick up Angel Tree gifts this week, and I was following my GPS, and instead of going to a business or a school or a church like I imagined, I was back in a subdivision. I'm like, oh, I got the address wrong. But I came around the corner, the garage door was open, and the garage was full of beautiful Christmas
wow.
gift bags. I said, Christy, what's this about? She said, my favorite uncle had a hard time with drugs, and he found his restoration and recovery at the Salvation Army Harbor Light in Chicago. And the last few years of his life, he was back to himself, and we were so grateful for that. And now, since he's been promoted to glory, we pledge every Christmas to give Christmas gifts to the kids in his honor and memory. So for Christy in Lockport and her favorite uncle that's in glory with God, we give her blessing, and we thank her for her generosity.
That's well put, Scott. I'm glad you told that story. Yeah. I was also noticing that on the Angel Tree, it's not always toys. Sometimes it's coat, glove, hat.
Absolutely.
Just the basics, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the weather today, not horrible for Chicago in December, but it's going to get a lot colder. Imagine kids without coats. Imagine, you know, not going to school one day because you don't have a coat. We don't want any of that. We don't want families to go through that. You know, it's like Scott said, that family got their uncle back. We are helping people have lives back. We're helping people have dignity back. We're helping people have safety back. I mean, all of that we want to give this season and beyond.
That's Major Caleb Sen from the Salvation Army, Scott Harula from the Joliet Corps in our studio as well. Let's take a break for WGN Radio News. Last thought from you, David Hochberg, before we go to break.
Yeah, over a million people. That means you're filling up Wrigley Field 25 times. You're filling up GR Field, Guaranteed Rate Field, more than 25 times. So when you think of the mass volume of listeners and your fellow neighbors, coworkers, your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors, it's just astronomical, John. It's 15 times filling up Soldier Field.
Every
year. There's a ton of people.
844-361-8400. How much can you help us raise today for 2 hours? We ask you to make a donation to the Salvation Army. It's 1107. We're going to do this for about 50 more minutes. Let's see if we can get to our goal, which this year, our Radiothon for the Salvation Army has a goal of... Say it again.
$400,000.
$200,000 is the goal. We are Sarah Tiemann, who does all sorts of things for us. What's the amount we have right now?
I am seeing $111,279.
Okay. Any more tickets?
We have three people who have donated, okay. And that means we have three left.
If our listeners donate, ready, John? You wanted me to cover this? $100 to $249, you get a reusable tote bag with a pouch. The pouch is worth at least. Forget about it. You can put a lot of things in that pouch.
David, the list.
Donations $250 to $499, a WGN sweatshirt. Donations $500 to $1499, the pickleball set, which should be worth over $4,000. Two paddles and a ball. Donations $1,500 to $2,499, Marmot vest, and $2,500 and above. We have three sets left. You get tickets to the Team Hochberg Suite on the January 20th game against the Carolina Hurricanes. Smash Burger Cheeseburgers, the world-renowned macaroni and cheese, open bar, and dessert cart. And if you don't want me there, $5,000 and I won't show up.
844-361-8400. Salvation Army staff are answering the phone. You get your credit card out and call 844-361-8400. 844-361-8400. You can do it online too. WGNradio.com. Click there. You'll see all of this information. You can enter your information there. 630 texted in and said, every year I make my donation, and then I'm like, I'll go listen to something else, but then I can never change the channel because I love hearing your stories. I love to hear everything. Even though I'm listening to this over the radio, I still feel like I'm part of something special, and it brings tears to my eyes, says 630. Well, we'll tell you more of those stories and tell you how you can make a donation. Can you help us help the Army do the most good? WGN Radio. We're done at 11:57, so we don't have much time left. How much money can you and I raise for the Salvation Army today? Our ambitious goal of $200,000 is still a ways away, and the clock is ticking. The phone number to call if you can make a donation, large or small, is 844-361-8400. Let's help the folks that do the most good do the most good. By the way, you can also go to WGNradio.com, click on the John Williams Red Kettle. Sarah Tiemann, how much money do we have in there now?
$112,857.
$112,000. By the way, the Associate Area Commander for the Salvation Army, KK, is here. Welcome.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here. And, we need help right now. We need to really get the donations up. We know that the Chicagoans have always supported the work of the Army and have supported our mission and ministry because it's all about soup, soap, and salvation. And that's what people are investing in. You know,
soup, soap, and salvation.
Soup is for the stomach. Soap is to clean the body. And salvation is to help save the soul.
You've done that before, haven't you? That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, we've done that quite a few times, actually. But right now, we want to focus on getting the phones ringing. We want to focus on individuals helping us meet this goal so we can continue to do the greater good as we're doing the most good here in our neighborhood. How about that?
844-361-8400. 844-361-8400. Time is ticking. If you haven't made your donation, I hope you can make it right now. Somebody else wants to make a donation. The president of Sutton Ford is Karen Ford.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being a part of our show. First, tell me a little bit about your business.
We're located in Matteson, Illinois. I'm in the Matteson Auto Mall off of Route 30. We've been here at this location now for 23 years, and, you know, we do service, sales, parts, fleet, Ford, new and used vehicles.
And you've been the president there since 2020.
Since 2020. Actually, our succession plan was for me to take over in 2023. But when COVID hit, my parents said, "Yep, this ride has been good and it's been a blessing. So you've got it. Go for it. Spread your wings. Here, you do it.
Okay."
And I said, "Thank you."
Well, so you kind of grew up in the family auto business, but you also have a financial background. You were an analyst at IBM, right?
Yes, I was not allowed to come work for my parents whenever we graduated college. I have two older sisters, and so I went on to IBM as a financial analyst, and I got to dip my toes in automotive with Toyota.
Are you a car geek?
So automotive has always been my first love. As I tell people, it's what put diapers on me, but it's really, at the end of the day, it's sales. And sales is talking to people and connecting with individuals. And that's really, you know, if you know how to do that, then you can sell anything.
My understanding is you all are one of, I guess you would be now as the president of the company, one of the few African-American-owned Ford dealerships in the country.
Yes, that is correct. And because my sister and I own it, we are the only Black-owned female Ford dealership in the nation.
Talk a little bit about your role in the community.
So the community is of utmost importance because that's why we're here. And that's why we exist. And that's why we're able to withstand the past 35 years. Through ups and downs. If it wasn't for our community and our advocates, then we wouldn't be here. That's why we thrive. It puts a smile on your face when you see people that have said, "I've been coming here for 20 years, or I sent so-and-so to come see you." And, you know, they're servicing their vehicles and they say, "I won't let anybody else touch my vehicle." Or we have team members who've been here, you know, for 20 plus years. And they say, "Oh, that's the only team member I work with." And I said, "Well, they've been promoted. You know, they're the manager now. You have to work with this person." It just brings a smile to your face.
Just talk a little bit about the Salvation Army. Why have you decided to reach out to us and to them?
So the Salvation Army is one organization that we are passionate about because, first off, we look for faith-based organizations. So we are a Christian-owned, faith-based company. And so that's what we look for when we're looking for people to basically, you know, give our tithes to. And so faith-based first, and then we look at the organization. Is a majority of their money spent on salaries, or is a majority of their money spent on serving the community? And Salvation Army has all those characteristics where they really do what they say they're going to do with the monies, and the amount of people and lives that they have been able to impact, we believe in it. And so that's why we continue to work with Salvation Army.
You said that you like to work with faith-based organizations that you have ties to, or did you say tithe to?
Well, we consider it using our tithe as part of, that's what the donation is, right, is using our tithe.
Which is amazing to me. I haven't heard that many companies talking about tithing, and that sounds very generous.
That's all the Lord, you know, the Lord loves a cheerful giver, and that's what really... what we base it off of. He only asked for 10%, and that's what we try to do.
You do pay taxes, too, as well. You know, a lot of people tithe to Uncle Sam, and then they decide they don't have enough left over. I appreciate you looking past that and back to the community there in Madison and throughout Chicagoland. Salvation Army serves all those areas. So what's the donation you're going to make to the Army?
$30,000.
Wow.
Yes. It's a blessing. Mm-hmm.
It is a very big blessing indeed. Wow. Karen, that takes our breath away here. That is going to make a difference. It gets us closer to our goal. I so appreciate your making that donation. It all goes to the Salvation Army. We're just going to borrow my bucket for a little while. But congratulations on all you're doing over there. And thank you for making the donation to the Salvation Army.
Thank you so much.
How about a round of applause for Karen Sutton Ford?
Hey, here.
Folks
Karen.
Of Sutton Ford and Madison. Wow, that
wonderful.
Is an extraordinary donation. Sarah Tiemann, so if we add the $40,000 that Sutton Ford and Madison's going to throw in our bucket, what are we looking at now?
$144,992.
Let's do it.
$254,000 away from our goal, John.
We're getting there, though.
You do your own show, David. You raise all the money you want, you're a little ahead of yours. In fact, get a load of this, Mr. Hochberg. Hey, guys, I want to hang out with David Hochberg. No one has ever sent that message to WGN Radio. I want to hang out with Hochberg. He cracks me up on Saturdays in the Team Hochberg Suite. How much is it again?
$2,500. We have three sets. And, if you know, I'm not a tax professional here, but If you make a donation to the Salvation Army for $2,500 and happen to get a pair of tickets, I don't know if anybody's going to do a forensic dive there, but
you're encouraging people to cheat on their taxes.
You might want to check with your tax. I'm encouraging them to check with their tax preparers. That's all I'm encouraging everybody.
The suite is awesome. It's a great location, good food and beverage and company, and the Team Hochberg suite. If you can donate $2,500, if it's less, that's generous too.
I'll tell you what, John Hanson might even stop by, and maybe Charlie Romiliotis, if he's there, will stop by.
Those are our guys
that's
that work
right.
at the games. 844-361-8400. Call 844-361-8400. Click on WGNRadio.com right now. We're trying to raise some money for the Salvation Army. In fact, we are raising Salvation Army money, but we haven't raised as much as we'd hoped to get for them this year. The number is 844-361-8400. Salvation Army staffers are answering the phone, 844-361-8400. You can also click on WGNRadio.com. There I am ringing the bell in the virtual kettle. You can make your donation there. Sarah's got the phone out, and she's tracking it as well. Got a number for us now?
$148,042.
That's pretty good.
Three sets still available?
Yes. Three sets are still available.
Affirmative.
The smash burgers are worth at least $1,500.
That's the food they serve in the suite.
It's delicious. And the mac and cheese is worth at least $485.
KK, have you been up to the Team Hochberg booth?
No, I haven't been up there yet, but you know, the sounds of it is
$2,500, KK.
You know, I need to get up there. Well, you know what? I'll put it on my tab.
I'll ship in the 7-layer cake from Detroit for you.
Listen to this guy here. I love this guy here, but we love to hear the phones ringing. We love to hear the bells ringing. We love to hear individuals calling in and supporting the work of the Army. These are days where people need not just hope and healing, but they need help. They need help out of a desperate situation. And the work of the Army and WGN Radio and all the donors who are out there, I know, are great supporters of the Army. Now's the time to call. We couldn't be in a better place to do the most good for people in need.
You're the Associate Area Commander for the Army. What's the most rewarding thing for you that the Army does?
Well, seeing a life changed. You know, we see somebody coming in, you know, who's just been down and beaten, and life situations has really had a stranglehold on them. We see them going from the guttermost to the uttermost, right? From the gutter to the utter, in a way that helps to bring people back into society and back into living a productive life. And that's the most rewarding thing. We see that through giving a food box out. We see that through our POH program. We see that through the ARC. We see that through all that we do. And for the last over 30 years now, I've been seeing people transform. You know, like the robots, you know, but we're not robots in disguise. We are helping people to find themselves and to find hope and to find that. So we're happy about that.
One of the lives that you transformed is sitting right next to you. He's a member of the advisory board. John, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, John, thank you very much. I was definitely one of those people that the Salvation Army helped. I was in a very bad spot almost 40 years ago. I was homeless. I had lost everything. I even had different shoes on, John. A officer at the airport said, take everything out of your pocket, and I pulled out a Salvation Army business card of a gentleman by the name of Sergeant Major McClintock, who was in charge of the Freedom Center, said, come on down, I've been looking for you. He looked for people that had families, and that was me. I walked in the building, and the desire to drink, what was killing me, was gone that minute. I've never had a desire to drink in almost 40 years.
You were on
and it
the
was
streets,
the Salvation Army. Yes, I lived on the streets for about a year and a half. So
you have told us that story before, and in that time since, you've reclaimed your health, your vitality, your business. Life starts anew.
Donovan Food Brokerage, I started it in 1987, and it was just sold about 6 weeks ago for a lot of money. And I own a water company in Iceland where we do 22,000 stores right now. So
you're kidding.
No,
I didn't know that.
That's huge.
But you know, this is the thing that John and I have talked about before. You reclaim a life, but it's not just that. It's all of the lives and people that he touches. He's a important part of these communities now.
Yeah.
And KK, it's not just one life at a time. It's all of the people that those lives touch.
That's correct. And, you know, just a wonderful story. And these are the kind of stories that help people to want to invest in become a stockholder, a soul holder in the life of individuals who are being transformed. And my heart is just overwhelmed. I'm sitting next to this man and I'm nearly at tears because it's the story of thousands and thousands of people throughout throughout Chicago and beyond Chicago. And this is just one of thousands of stories that help people to know that healing, hope, and health are just right around the corner the work of the Army.
It's not just toys at Christmas time, although
that's
it's
correct.
That too. It's not just boxes of meals at Christmas time, although it's that also. If you can make a donation to the Salvation Army, click on the virtual kettle at WGNradio.com or call right now, 844-361-8400. By the way, David Hochberg, this person says, would you kindly repeat what date the hockey game tickets are?
It is Monday, January 20th, also known as Martin Luther King Day, also known as Inauguration Day, against the Carolina Hurricanes at 7:30. Once again, double smash cheeseburgers, the mac and cheese, the Polish sausage, open bar, dessert cart, beer, soda, wine, water, John Hanson appearance, Charlie Romiliotis appearance, maybe a John Weideman and Troy Murray appearance. You never
None
know.
None of that has been verified.
None of it, but
you just he's just making it up.
Which is what he does.
And by I'll just the way, guilt them to come
says,
down or come up.
Would you repeat the date of the hockey game for David Hochberg's tickets? I'm not sure if they're going to go to a different game as a result or if they want to be in the suite with you. But if you make a donation of $2,500 or more, there are pairs of tickets left. You can treat yourself and a friend and know that you did the most good.
Yeah.
I have to go to the WGN Radio newsroom. John, you are an inspiration. Thank you again for sharing your story.
Thank you.
And
Thank
continued
you.
Health and success to you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
He's a member of the advisory board. KK, can you stick around a little bit longer?
Yeah, we can hang out. You guys are not a bad bunch to hang out with.
All right. 312, I was about to say 312-981-7200. That's the number we normally give out if you want to call or text into the show. You can text in to 312-981-7200. But I'm asking you to make a call to 844-361-8400. Or click on the red kettle at WGNradio.com. We're doing this for 25 more minutes. How about that? We're bringing it, KK. We're not kidding around now. We've got the dream team here.
We've got the dream team, the ensemble, and it sounds so good. Thank you.
This is a Salvation Army ensemble here to help us raise some cheer and some notice that we're trying to raise as much money as we can for the Salvation Army. It's 11:34 on WGN. I'm not replaying my speed jokes now. I'll do it again tomorrow. I've got about 20 more minutes to raise as much money as we can for the Army. Our goal is $200,000. And Peter, your name, what's your role with the Salvation Army?
My name is Peter Kim, and I'm the Divisional Music and Creative Arts Director.
These guys are really good.
Yes.
These young men here. Yeah. So who is behind you right now?
So we have J.J. Pook. He's Assistant Divisional Music and Creative Arts Director.
Thank you.
My assistant. And he's from Oak Brook Terrace. And we have Sadiq as a returning back from last
We've
year.
We've met Sadiq from last year. Hi, Sadiq. Sound good. Who's
and
your friends?
We have Sang Kim from the Mayfair area in Northside.
Thank you for listening, sir.
And Jeffrey as well.
Jeffrey, nice to meet you.
Very good.
So you guys, what, tour the area on street corners or at events or something like that?
So they all learn music through the Salvation Army since they were young. This is just a 2 days pickup band for us. So we call anyone that's a product of the Salvation Army that learning music, we would call them for any events.
Isn't
like
the Salvation Army the largest teacher of music in the world? Nobody performs or teaches more music organizationally than the
True.
Salvation Army.
Yes, as this season, this fall, we have over 1,000 students learning each week in 38 units of the Salvation Army in North and Central Illinois.
That's huge. And, you know, Salvation Army has always been about education. And it's either one way or the other. But overall, you know, having the band, having the young men here contribute to that. So we're grateful. We're really grateful.
We will ask you to lead them again, a little more music in just a bit. Thank you, sir. Hey, John Williams, I just put money in the Salvation Army bucket at my Jewel in Elgin. Listen to the show throughout my shopping experience. It sounds great. Good luck, says 708. Sarah, so we're trying to get to $200,000. All we ask you to do is call 844-361-8400 or click on the John Williams virtual kettle at WGNradio.com. What are you looking at?
I am looking at $156,362.
Nice. That's a lot,
getting there.
But it's $44,000 shy of our goal.
And you know, please call. Support the work of the Army. This, you know, we're in our final stretch, and you normally in the final stretch, we don't slow down when we're at the 90th yard line. We keep running stronger. So I would say to those, let's hear those phones ringing. Let's not just a bell ring, but the phone ringing to help us continue to do the most good and support the work of the Army here in Chicago area.
I wonder what kind of stories, Producer Pete, they're hearing back at HQ. Maybe we can find out what we're hearing on the other end. I got this note from one of our listeners. I'm an NIU alum that donated to the Salvation Army this morning, and I'm asking all NIU alums that are in a position to make a donation to donate. Even a small donation makes a difference to people in need, says Lisa. And that's the thing, KK. As mm-hmm. much as we are incentivizing our listeners to give $100 or more with WGN swag, including a pickleball set, a donation under $100 is an important donation, too.
That's correct. You know, I mean, 83 cents out of every dollar goes towards direct services. You can't go anywhere, I don't think, and 83 cents goes right to food, shelter, and clothing to help people. And when we think about the impact of that $50 donation or $100 donation, it goes a long way, longer than you know, I mean, the Bears right now, when it comes
Ouch.
To...
Sorry. Nice shot.
You had to do that. Shots fired. But no, really, I mean, remember, the Army is an efficient donation, an efficient donation. Elisa, at the headquarters, she's on the Salvation Army staff. In fact, she joined us last week on the radio. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So what are you hearing when folks are calling in today?
A lot of excitement, a lot of support for the Salvation Army, which is really great. And we've gotten a couple shout-outs to you, Eileen Doshberg, who's a friend of yours, wants to give a shout-out to David and John.
Thank you.
She's also very familiar with the Dutchess Wells and knows them well and says they're amazing people, and we agree. We also have donation from Rick Oland, also friends of John Williams.
Rick, you know, is the nicest
your friends are showing up, and we're so excited. I mean, the fact that they see the value of what Salvation Army does really warms our heart.
Rick's a really nice guy. I've known his family for years. The Olands are good folks. And by the way, even if you're not a really good person, make a donation. Mm-hmm. Of course, Rick would make
Absolutely.
A donation. He's fantastic.
But Absolutely.
Say you're not. That's very high bar. The Olands are great people, but maybe you're not as great as the Olands. Still make a donation if you can. 844-361-8400. Sarah's going to come in with our latest total, but I hope the phones are still busy, Elisa.
Yeah.
The phones are super busy, and like you said earlier today, donations are coming in. We have some really high donations, and some, again, for $10, $15, which are just as valuable.
Keep manning the phones. Talk to us a little later on. Thanks for doing what you're doing over there.
Thank you.
If 28 people donate 10 bucks, you feed 10 families.
Yeah, $28 is the box of food for Christmas, right, KK?
$28. I mean, $28 times, you know, 100. You know, I mean, a whole family being fed. I mean, on $28, I don't think you could go anywhere else.
It's just that little donation. It's that 10. Listen, you have five, right? If 56 people donate five, you feed 10 families. Right, if you break it down to that ridiculous amount of money, you give what you can. Right. I mean, it's not ridiculous when you.
It's a good ridiculous.
Right. It's a great ridiculous. You know, that's what you do in sales. You break it down the ridiculous. But when you cumulatively add up all of those little donations, you could feed a lot of families. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I think we're getting donations all around the country today. John, longtime listener down here in Miami.
Nice.
Florida just put $20 in a kettle outside of Publix. Merry Christmas. Good work, WGN radio listeners. Yeah, and really, kettles all around the country, white envelopes going out all around the country.
Yeah, and it's people being served all around the country, but people being given hope and giving healing and giving help. That's what people are investing in. You're investing in a generation now and a generation later when you give to the work of the Salvation Army. So keep on giving, keep on caring.
What did we talk
keep
about
on helping
during the break? I met Theo Coleman here two years ago. And he came up to me after the show and said, I was inspired by his story of being he got out of jail and then he volunteered to start up an entire new category within your organizations to transition inmates out because he didn't have anywhere to go.
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah, that's a great program.
So I spent 2 years helping Theo get his credit scores up. He's now near 700. I said, let me show you how I could do it. He opened his doors now on the 28th of January. I'm going to, what's the facility called in Christiana?
Yeah, that's the Freedom Center.
The Freedom Center on Christiana. I'm going to speak with inmates, former incarcerated men and women, talk to them about rehabilitating their credit so they could.
And let me jump in. That's a good thing because we're in the business too.
Rehabilitate.
Of rehabbing, restoring, and renewing.
Yeah.
So we can rehab a life, restore a life, but ultimately those who are investing in the work of the Army are helping us to renew a person, a clean slate. Who wouldn't want to start out with a clean slate? You know, the chalkboard has so much on there in our life, but when we get help like this, the slate is clean.
And what I just did, I just donated $5,000 from Team Hochberg.
Hey, now.
And we're going to use that five grand, we're going to help 10 individuals open up $500 secured credit cards.
Good idea.
So they can begin their path towards reestablishing their credit, building their credit, so they can possibly one day buy a home.
And that's not a hand out. That's
a hand up. Yeah.
And ultimately, as the phone is ringing, as the dollars are being dropped and the bills are being dropped into the kettle, as people are walking by and thinking about
helps,
the Army, it will add up and it will help us to continue to do the most good.
You know, as you guys are talking too, I'm just reminded that if it's something as simple as a meal or something more ambitious like you guys are talking about, I can't do that. I'm not traveling in a van and going to the underpass and giving meals to people or providing counseling services or shelter.
I'm just a
listener, but if I give, those things happen.
Yes, yes.
And so thank you all for being the boots on the ground.
Yeah.
We have another donation that's come in from our friends at Toyota for $5,000.
Nice.
Toyota.
There's a $5,000 donation.
Well done, Toyota.
Goes into the WGN Radio virtual kettle at WGNradio.com.
Well, let's call out Ford. Let's call out Chevy. Let's call out Mercedes and Lexus. Let's call out
They may be calling right now.
Or BMW. I mean, where are you at?
Here's
Step
the phone
up.
Number, 844-361-8400. Sarah Thiemann, you're looking at your phone. What are you looking at?
I am. I'm going to say that we've got another person who will be joining the Hochberg suite, Mr. Gary Gustafson.
The Gustafsons. All right, in the house. Two more left.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
All right.
That's a $2,500 donation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Gustafson.
A little bit over, I think. I navigated away from that page. But new total here I'm looking at is $173,770.
All right, so we're $27,000 shy of our goal of $200,000. let's not disappoint. You know, it's all about the ego of the radio host who sort of forgets that this is about service and care to people. He just wants to get his number. And I do want to get my number because I know it's used so efficiently when the Salvation Army gets that money.
And we want you to use that number because the numbers are going up constantly, consistently.
Expenses.
The numbers of those who are needing help. And again, I go back to this whole thing about 83 cents out of every dollar. And so I know there's someone out there now listening in who's right there on the curb. Well, get off the curb and give us the cash, the work, the ministry to help us to do the most good. I know there's somebody on the fence. Get off the fence and call and know that when you call, that work and your service and money will go directly towards helping people here in our community.
Here we go. Company, the folks from the Salvation Army, they're bringing it today. Not just asking for a donation. These people drove, parked, schlepped up here, and are here to make a real contribution.
That's worth at least $2,500 donation, John.
They're really good.
And you'll get and you get a couple pairs of hockey tickets too, and the smash burgers, mac and cheese.
844-361-8400. It's 11:51.
Dessert cart.
We're trying to get to $200,000. If you can go online and make a donation, WGNRadio.com on the John Williams Virtual Kettle. You can make your donation right now, or you can call 844-361-8400. They will be answering the phone until 1 o'clock. So our $200,000 goal, technically we can take it all the way up on the phones until 1 o'clock this afternoon. And that includes premiums for your donations over $100. A vest, a tote bag, a really nice WGN Radio sweatshirt, a pickleball set. Grandma would love that for Christmas. Go to WGNRadio.com. You can see them there and make your donations.
Marmot vest.
A very nice vest.
Yeah.
Sarah Tiemann from our marketing department, PR manager, is looking at her phone. She's able to monitor the donations. Where are we now?
We are at $177,422.
All right. $23,000 more to go. I guess the I will make an announcement what we get through the news after 12 noon here on WGN Radio as we get ready for the Wintrust Business Lunch. KK, to you and your staff, thank you for the work you all do all year long, and thank you for reminding us that not only is there need, but there's somebody that's tending to it out there.
Yeah, thank you so much. We really appreciate the support of the community. We appreciate your support. You've been a fine supporter down through the years, and we're grateful for that. But we're even more grateful for those who are calling in right now, who are saying, I want to be a part of not just the sound of music, but the sound of service. And that sound of service comes through helping people. And you can count on the work of the Salvation Army. You know, Salvation is our middle name, the Salvation Army. Our middle name is Salvation. And so we look forward to getting to that goal of 200,000. We know the community hasn't let us down, and they're not going to let us down now.
WGN Radio listeners always amaze me when we ask them to come through. They look around and say,
step up.
Part of that family. Always I want to be part of that team. I've had some good fortune in my life, maybe not as much as others, maybe great fortune. But if you can make a small or large donation, the number to call is 844-361-8400. I'm only going to ask for about 4.5 more minutes, David.
Yeah, real quick, those that have Christmas trees with all your gifts underneath it, those that have Hanukkah bushes and Hanukkah trees and have got your Hanukkah gifts all wrapped up and Kwanzaa gifts wrapped up, just think how fortunate you are to have the funds and the resources to be able to buy those gifts for your loved ones. And then take a step back and think about all the families who don't have the resources or the capabilities or the access to as much as you do this year. And maybe you didn't have it in the past and maybe you have it this year. Again, whatever you give, $1, $5, $20, you want to go to Hawks game, I know we're joking about it, $2,500. But that money goes a long way, as you've just demonstrated during the past 2 hours.
And that's what's key. That's what's key, to know that a dollar goes
a long way.
And we want people to know that we appreciate when I think about the red kettles, people are dropping money into the bucket. We appreciate the kind that jingles, but we prefer the kind that folds. and so you can fold that check, you can fold that dollar, or you can mail that check. And that work goes right to people.
I know you got to hit a break real quick, John, but Major Sen mentioned that they send the trucks out to emergencies over 100 times a year to take care of the first responders. So all you first responders out there that had a cup of coffee and a water, you know, how about give a little back at 844-361-8400 during our radiothon here at the final minute.
Mark's just called in. You're on WGN. Mark, what can we do for you? Hi.
Hi, John. Hey, you know, the collecting the money right now is great, but what happens in March and April? So I give monthly, and you know, I just have a check go out of my checking account every month, and I think it's wonderful for them. You know, they're just, and it's not huge, but they're getting something.
I think they, I'm glad you mentioned that. You probably appreciate that, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
Mark,
hearing
thank you
that.
For the phone call. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay, thank you for doing that, Mark, and thank you for calling the number 844-361-8400. Peter, can we maybe close out with a little, just one more song? You guys have made such a great effort, and you sound so good. So just a little more music, please, from our Salvation Army band that's in our studio. Well done, guys. Well done. Really, that's just terrific. Thank you so much for being here. WGN Radio News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in a minute. We'll announce our final number for the 2 hours right after the news. But Sarah, can you just tell us what we are seeing coming in even as we speak right now?
I see $179,172.
21K shy. Okay, I like our chances. If you can make that call, 844-361-8400. WGN Radio News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Then the Wintrust Business Lunch right afterwards. And our number that Sarah will have, you can keep calling. You can keep going online to the WGN Radio Virtual Kettle at WGNRadio.com. KK, thank you, sir. It's so nice to meet you in person. And thank you to you and your staff for all you do.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here, and we know that we're just happy to be here, and we look forward to getting to that goal of 200,000 or more moving forward. Thank the community, thank WG, and thank all the sponsors, all of those who are considering the work of the Salvation Army, and the need knows no season. And so we know that moving forward, the community will continue to support the work of the Army.
Thanks for coming in, Mr. H.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Yeah. David's been sitting here all day, and we'll come back with one last tally in just a minute. Just an update as we work our way towards our $200,000 goal. Our PR and marketing manager, Sarah Tiemann, is in the studio. She helps us out tremendously all year long, and particularly this day. So what's the number we're at now, Sarah?
So we're inching towards that $186,000 mark, but we're at $185,563.
A little over 14K short. Okay, keep us posted. We're going to get there. I just came by to say that we're over $200,000 on our goal.
Congratulations.
Nice job, John. Nice job.
As of a few seconds ago, it was $200,135. Ding, ding, ding.
Unfortunately, the goal was by 2 o'clock, right?
Or it all goes back.
That's right. We got to give it back now.
Rewind.
Come on, people. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Steve. I just wanted to mention that.
Good for you. Good on you.
Yeah, you did a great job.
WGN Radio listeners.
They're the best.
Man. Okay, bye-bye.